This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Scenario where you utilize both quarterbacks on Sunday night?
Certainly, there's a scenario. There could have been a scenario where that could have occurred last week.
So if it is Russell Wilson on Sunday, and I think it will be, doesn't mean you won't see Justin Fields. Something we talked about yesterday, something we talked about going into the season. When you've got a weapon like Justin Fields, an athlete like Justin Fields who can also throw the ball, then you would be stupid to not use him. I bet you Russ starts the game. I bet you he plays about the first quarter, let him get into a rhythm, figure it out, see what he can do in the passing game. Play action should get better, by the way. Steelers run the second most play action in the NFL, and yet their yards per attempt, yards per play on play action, among the lowest in the NFL. That's one of Russ's big strengths. So I think you do a lot of that early, and then once Russ gets comfortable in the flow, maybe the Jets feel like they've got to beat on what the Steelers are going to do, bang, you throw Justin Fields out there, maybe for a series even, or a series of three plays, or a key third down, something like that, just to keep the Jets off balance.
Yeah. I mean, but the play action doesn't work because guys don't get open, too. So guys got to get open.
Truth.
Like Russ can elevate the play of this receiving core a little bit. I mean, mentally, you can't do anything physically. So, like, on the physical side, these guys, you know, they've had a hard time getting open. So, and then this offensive line, when they're holding up with play action, like, that's the only reason why that, you know, you could possibly question this decision. If it does happen, is that whenever, you know, Justin Fields is back there, he can escape and kind of mask over some of the issues of the offensive line. But if guys do get open even just a little bit more, it could benefit for Russ in the play action game. Yeah, for sure.
Man.
But I do like what you're saying. Like, let him get into a rhythm, let him get going, and then catch him off guard and throw Justin Fields on a third and one or in the red zone or, you know, a special, you know, area type play. So he can still be an asset to the offense.
It makes the Steelers harder to prepare for.
Absolutely.
That's why I think Tomlin, wants to go with Wilson on Sunday, but why say it on Tuesday? That's the thing I didn't factor in yesterday. When my prediction was, oh, he's going to come out and have to flatly name a starter. Well, why would you? Why would you? You got the Jets coming to town. They just got Devontae Adams. I don't think they were awful in the game against the Bills. I think they're better than their record indicates. Why make it easy on them? It's going to be Russell Wilson. Well, no, you got two quarterbacks now that they've got to prepare for, and they might have been doing that anyhow, but why name them?
Well, this is exactly what it did before the Falcons game with Raheem Morris, remember?
Yep.
I mean, before Russell Wilson was ruled, you know, out, that he was like, yeah, you're going to see both.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, that's makes absolutely a ton of sense.
Gamesmanship, Doran Dickerson.
Yes.
I want to get back to your play action theory, because I think that's more than theory. I think that's a football guy talking about football stuff, and it makes a ton of sense to me, Doran. Guys aren't getting open. Even Pickens, he's open because he's big, but he's not like the most pristine route runner that there is. So you don't have a lot of separation out there. How much of a difference will it be with Russell Wilson when you're at the line of scrimmage and you have a beat on what coverage you think they're going to have, and now you can change the play at the line of scrimmage? When Justin Fields was seeing stuff out there, he's seeing stuff and, okay, we know what play's called. I think I might know what they're doing. I can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
It might help guys get open when You got dudes in motion. You feel like you're getting man coverage. Now I'm going to call a man beater at the line of scrimmage. That could help, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's one thing to audible out of a play and into another play based off of what you see at quarterback. But it's another thing to, have guys in the right spot to get open. And I think that Russ can do that. Like, you have to be able to understand what you're doing. Like, if Russ understands it, which he does better than anybody, that's great. But everybody else has to understand it as well. Yeah. And get the method to the to the madness here. So what they're doing right now is, I guarantee Russ is like, George, come on, watch this film with me. And then after practice, George, watch this film with me. Hey, Van, come watch this film. Pat Pry, come watch this film with me. If we get this look, I know that we can audible into another play. We will audible into another play. But you know what? Hey, Pat, if you're in line, flex out a little bit. Like, he could do those things. Like, hey, don't get in a 3-point stance. Flex out so you can widen the back route that's on you man on man, so you can actually have a different route to go, and it's easier access for you to get off the ball. Like, those little things do matter. That
They're huge.
It's not a slight to Justin Fields. It's just, we're talking calculus right now. And it's like, hey, George on the outside. Okay, hey, check. We're going to get in this. I see man coverage on the defensive side, and we have this play called. And George, you know what the route you're running. Hold on, George. Slide down a little bit, because I know that you need to run an out route, so let me give you some room to do that. And then everybody's like, oh, okay, like that makes, well, oh, wow, that's a lot easier. Those are the things that Russ can actually do.
And I hope that that's what we see. I think we're going to see a lot of that get up to the line of scrimmage stuff that you're talking about. And I'm guessing that that's what it's going to look like this week in the film room. I really do think all of those things. I hope it comes out on the field to where you go, okay, this actually looks like a more grown-up passing attack. Again, to take nothing away from Justin.
No.
I feel like I got to say this every segment.
Yeah, we do.
I would start Justin Fields. But if it's going to be Russ, and we think it's going to be Russ, I'd like to see a grown-up, consistent passing attack. Because we've seen a lot of flashes from Fields. He threw for 300 yards in a game. He picked apart the Chargers' defense. We've seen a good passing attack at times. I want to see an adult passing attack, and I want to see it consistently. If you're going to play Russ, that's what I want to see consistently. People texting in, very odd to bring back the passing quarterback versus the second-best pass team that has locked down every quarterback this year. Well, if you are more threatening throwing the ball downfield, that's going to help you run the ball too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Justin Fields being the added guy you have to account for can help the running game, but we still see every week safeties crashing down
right
at the snap every single play, and Fields was inconsistent hitting the deep ball. Russ should be able to hit it more consistently, which, okay, you throw and you can open up the run a little bit more.
And also, they might think that they're going to get into a race here with Aaron Rodgers, and like the way to keep up with that race. And seeing what they did last week, I know that they lost, but they were throwing the ball.
Yeah.
And guys are getting open. And that game felt like a fast game at a point. They know that if they want to keep up, they're going to need to throw the ball to keep up with Aaron Rodgers based off of what they probably seen last week.
Well said.
Seriously.
Especially first half. And Rodgers, they didn't capitalize on some opportunities in the second half. I thought they moved the ball at times, though. Neither team scored in the second half. It looked ugly, again, at times. But you saw enough from Rodgers to go, yeah, he can get you. I mean, he still throws with anticipation and pinpoint accuracy. And, I think they might have won the game if maybe a future Steeler, Mike Williams, runs the right route. Now, I don't know that I would have thrown him under the bus the way that Rodgers did, but...
Well, he knew that his boy was coming.
Yes, he did. Texter, if you got two quarterbacks, you don't have one. I don't think this is one of those situations.
It's not.
Whenever it comes down to Mason Rudolph and Mitch Trubisky, and you go, oh, who are we going to play? Or Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky, oh, who's it going to be? Or Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew, you got two quarterbacks, you might not have one. But you're talking about a guy that led the Steelers, helped lead the Steelers to a 4-2 record versus the guy that they wanted to start all offseason. So I don't think this is one of those classic, if you've got two, you don't have one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.